the Browns Insider with Mike Pettine, driven by Liberty Ford. Happy to be joined this time with the head coach of the first place Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
I know last week wasn't a time for reflection because it was a short week. This time you had a little bit of a longer time to soak things in. How was your weekend, and how are you feeling knowing that coming in your first season, you've put this team in a position it has not been in 19 years?
Well, it was nice to have that weekend to reflect for maybe a day or so before our thoughts turn to Houston. But we're in a good position. We've earned the right to play meaningful games in November and December, and that's really all we can say. But as I look back, I give full credit to the staff and more importantly to the team that they've truly, and I use the phrase a lot, but they've truly bought in to what we're trying to get done here. And we wouldn't be anywhere near that if we didn't have it, if we didn't have the trust of the players, and they just kind of gave themselves to us and said, hey, you know, we want to win. What do you got for us? And they've listened, and there hasn't been a lot of pushback on very many things, and that's everything from how we do things in the weight room to the training room to the changes we made with what we're doing schematically, how we practice, all that. And to me, it's a great mix of youth. But I think we have some veterans in some key spots that can really, I think, further the coach's message. And I think that's one of the main reason why we are where we are.
It was last Thursday night going into Cincinnati, beating them 24-3 on national TV, the most gratifying moment so far of your head coaching career?
I would say so. Just going in that locker room afterwards and just sitting back and just watching the guys celebrate it, just seeing the look on their faces. And I always tell them, like, that's... You can't buy that. There's no drug in the world you can take, no drink out there, nothing that you can that can recreate that feeling of joy after a win when you put in so much work and to come out on top, and that's why we do it. And we've had some big wins so far, but that one has to be right up there.
Are you amazed at how well the dog pound has been traveling? Because basically for the fourth quarter, it was a home game with people just chanting and going bananas in Cincinnati.
Yeah, that was dog pound south. that was it was hard to tell in the beginning. It was so much orange in the stadium. But at the end of the game, when I think their fans packed it in for the night, and I think ours all kind of migrated down into the lower bowl, and it was great to see. It was great to see our players' reaction after the game. I know they went along and gave a lot of high fives along the wall. But that's great credit to our fans that they've, wherever we've played, they've traveled and home or away, they've been a big part of our success.
It's also a great credit to the product you guys are putting on the field, I would say, as well. Now, I know after that game, Rex Ryan reached out to you, and then he went and did a little solid for you, taking care of business against the Steelers. Have you guys talked after that game?
We did. I was giving him a hard time about he had the camera on him at the wrong time as he was leaving the field. Didn't take a professional lip reader to figure out what he was saying, so he let me know who that was directed towards, but it was great. And it was I'm still close, obviously, with Rex and a lot of guys on that staff, and especially a lot of guys on that defense are there from when I was there. And I know it's been a frustrating year for him, but it was good to see them, to finally break out and have that type of performance. And quite obviously, it was mutually beneficial.
How has the focus of the team been? Because you come off such an emotional win, and then you have kind of that mini vacation coming back to work. What's the attitude of the team been?
Business as usual, and that's been the encouraging part of this week, just to see the way the guys came back from the break. That practice on Tuesday was crisp, a lot of energy. Guys were very focused, because I think they see what lies ahead, what we can achieve, but mature enough to realize that we have to continue to do what got us here. So I think they went out and relaxed and recharged a little bit, and I'm sure did their share of celebrating as the staff did, but came back, I think, very, very focused on the task at hand.
Yeah, 'cause it's a new mindset, really, for the Cleveland Browns. They haven't been in this situation in almost 20 years, as we noted earlier in the show. It's a comeback. And do you think you're getting so much help from the coaching staff, but also from the veteran leaders, guys like Dante Whitner, certainly Brian Hoyer, who know what this means to this city, specifically having grown up here?
Well, we talked in the beginning, change the culture. I think a big part of that, if you want to do it quickly, you have to change a lot of the people. And you got new coaches in here that weren't part of the history. a lot of the new faces player-wise. We talked about the rationale behind bringing in a Dansby and a Whitner when we sure. had solid guys at those positions and what they represent. And to me, it's hard for some of us to really realize the scope of what's happened here, because we weren't here. We weren't a part of it. And players that have come from places that have won, it's really foreign to them too, that, hey, this is much ado about, hey, we've won six games, but we still have a long way to go. And I think that's important that you have that blend of the guys that were here before, but also the influx of guys that are new.
You're wearing the Salute to Service hoodie this week. It's the Browns Salute to Service game this Sunday at First Energy Stadium. And on Tuesday, the first practice back, 75 active servicemen and women out there. What was that experience like, and what does this kind of whole campaign, the Salute to Service, mean to you?
I think it's tremendous. I'm glad the league does it, to honor our servicemen and servicewomen. And it was the least we could do. I mean, they were thanking us for having them here, and we were like, whoa, thank you for what you do. And I know a lot of comparisons get made between football and war, and a lot of comparisons, and there isn't any.
Right.
I mean lives aren't at stake when we take the field, and that's why it's just tremendous for us to be able to honor them, and I think it's a great idea that the league has had. And then on game day as well, we'll do some things to continue to honor the military. And I know there's some guys on the team that have some direct connections to
sure.
it, and it'll be a big day for them.
All right, when we come back here on Browns Insider with Mike Pettine, driven by Liberty Ford, we'll dive into this Houston Texans game as the Browns look to get to 7-3 on the season and 5-1 at home. Coming up next.